Good morning, Rabbi. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Toshuvu l'sochachti, hine abia lachem ruchi, hodia dvarai eschem. Neged shloshes hanizkarim la'el, the three types who neglect Talmud Torah, omer l'chol echad refuaso. Neged hamispatim b'yitzram, le'lach achat havas olam hazeh, those who are drawn, captivated by the allure of Olam Haza and its taivos. So to that type of individual, Shlomo HaMelech says, Tashuv l'tochachti, she'refuasam l'shaber ta'avosam v'yitzram, to break that taiva, b'divrei tochacho musa, u'memela tishaber ta'avosam. Right, the Gemara says that the Olam Yagiz Olam Yetzer HaTov Al Yetzer Hara. A person should always marshal the forces of his Yetzer HaTov to overcome the Yetzer Hara. If he's successful, good. If not, Yasek B'Torah. If he's successful, in Nitzcho, again, good. If not, Yikra Kriyashma. And if not, Yaskala Yom HaMisa. So on the simple level, the Yaskala Yom HaMisa is something which is very sobering. On a slightly deeper level, L'chora, the pshat is in light of what we discussed yesterday, that the source of the Yetzer Hara is this very common, natural, illusory experience that a person has, that a person feels as though he's going to live forever. And therefore, that's what prompts the person to focus on Olam Hazeh for its own sake, on the Gashmiyus for its own sake. And the pushback to that is that the person just has to puncture that illusion. And through that, gain perspective. Well, why do Chazal, when Chazal give these sort of four lines of defense against the Yetzer Hara? So first they say, Yagiz Olam Yetzer HaTov. Then they say, Yasek B'Torah. Then Yikra Kriyashma. And only finally, if the other approaches were not successful, then Yaskal Yom HaMisa. Because the answer is that ideally, a person is supposed to be very much aware of Yom HaMisa, but not focused on Yom HaMisa. A person should be aware of Yom HaMisa in the sense of the perspective that it provides on life, the Yakrus Hazman, that a person, the preciousness of time that a person can only appreciate in light of the fact that the time is limited. So a person is supposed to have an awareness, but he's not supposed to be focused on Yom HaMisa. A person is supposed to be besimcha. A person is supposed to be learning besimcha. A person is supposed to be davening. A person is supposed to be mekayim mitzvahs besimcha. So the ideal balance is that there's an awareness, right? There's an awareness, which gives perspective, and which gives direction in life. At times, it may be necessary, you know, where that awareness apparently is not present or not what it should be. So then it should be at least temporarily a focus. Hine abir lachem ruchi. So the second part of the pasuk is neged bali latzon v'yoshve kano she'en lahem tavis olam hazeh. They're not spurning or neglecting Talmud Torah because of the Tavis Olam Hazeh, but rather Ela Halatzon Chamdu Lahem. Ki Rucham Lo Nocha V'la Shokta Ad She'edavu Devei Latzon. No, they just want to talk Dvarim B'Teilem. U'mizeh Lahem Nachas Ruch. And that's where they get enjoyment. V'hatam, V'pnei She'b'chol Dov She'odem Ose, Nostem Lo Ruach Mimorom. V'hu Misayeya Oso, Lasos od dvarim ka'ela. So very much in the vein of B'derech She'Adam Motzeh Leilech Molichan Asa, when a person involves himself with something, so then he naturally develops an appetite for it, right? With the right, the saying in English, right? With eating comes the appetite. Kol davar she'adam osa nosten la ruach mimara v'hu mesayeh osa lasas od dvarim ke'ela. A person develops a what he experiences as a natural desire. It's not natural in the sense that it's congenital, that it's inbred, but the person experiences a natural desire to continue doing what he's doing. So a person creates a psychological, emotional momentum with whatever he does. That's the pshat when Chazal say in Ovis, excuse me, mitzvah goeres mitzvah, va'avera goeres avera, that there's, again, this momentum. We associate addiction only with certain areas. Chveis, we know of being addicted to alcohol, being addicted to drugs, being addicted to gambling. So we sort of limit that disease of addiction to certain areas. But the Gaon says that basically a person can become addicted to whatever he does. That whatever a person does, he then develops a natural desire to continue with. V'zeho ruach, excuse me, v'chol dvar aveira shehi gedola, gam ha-ruach ha-bo mimena hi gedola, u'mesava od yoseh la-aveira. V'chem b'dvar mitzvah gedola, ba-ruach mimochum kodesh ma'od, u'mesava ma'od la-mitzvah, v'nehne ma'od machmezeh mi-mitzvahs. So the degree of, again, of that addiction is determined by the level, the degree of the mitzvah or the rachman letzlan, the avera. The yodua sha mitzvah hagadol mikol ha mitzvahs he limud haTorah. Talmud Torah can I get kulam? Ula hepech. The Yerushalmi says that bitul Torah memela is can I get kulam also? Devarim betelim veleitzana shem hipuch haTorah. V'lochein yesh hanoa. Midvarim b'teilim v'leitzon es yoseh mikol averos. Av she'ein b'zeh olam haza. Even though there's no olam haza in the sense of, you know, physical hanoah as there is from achila v'chulu, but this metaphysical dynamic, again, it's a metaphysical dynamic, but it translates psychologically, emotionally, of b'derech she'adam motzeh leilech molichan oso, that the person develops a desire, again, to the point of, again, not addiction in the sense of insurmountable, but addiction in the sense of that it becomes a very real force. So the person who's gotten used to talking dvarim b'teilim, that he has within him that very strong ruach that keeps pushing him to feed that desire that he created within himself. Hine abir lachem ruchi v'oz tia lachem al yidei ruach hakodesh hanor gedol kamayin hanoveya. Ubevadai tia hanor yose gedol mizeh. Kitar keneged kulam, v'hanoas ruach hakodesh gedol meruach hatuma, v'nei shezohi hanoa mitas. So if a person, sometimes, ideally, a person should do what's right naturally. Right? A person should so train himself and habituate himself that he does what's right naturally. But very often in life, we find ourselves in a situation where we're not holding on that madriga for whatever reason, and then a person needs to push himself to do what's right. He needs to make that concerted effort to push himself to do what's right. So that's what the Gaon is explaining here, that if a person finds himself more nitpas to the ruach for divrei latzon, he has to make this concerted effort to expose himself to divrei Torah. And that exposure to divrei Torah awakens within him, implants within him a countervailing ruach, and the ruach, which is ultimately stronger, but because ruach of kedusha is always going to be stronger, the biggest ruach of kedusha is going to be stronger than the biggest ruach of tumah. Odia dvarei eschem hu neged akat ashlishis shehem haksilim asher yisnu hator nechisaron havana, as we saw yesterday. Vahem omer odia dvarei eschem v'tiru misikusa v'tavosa. And you gave up the fight prematurely. So come, I'll give you a taste I'll help you to that understanding of Torah, and then you'll see what, if a person persists, what awaits him at the end of struggling to understand the pasuk, to understand the mission, to understand the Gemara. Okay, maybe we'll stop here for now. B'linan Mitzvah Shem, we'll resume at 11:30 with Avos. Okay, have a good productive morning, Avos. Everyone should be well, be safe.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Could I ask you a question?
Yes, please.
It's sort of tangentially related, but since the Gaon mentioned Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, and he says that means that it's the greatest of the mitzvos. I'm just wondering, how do we understand that, knowing that Chazal say that about other mitzvos as well? Like, I think Tzitzis is Keneged Kulam, so...
I think the Lashon there is Shkula, right? Not Keneged Kulam.
The recording has stopped.
It's sort of the difference between when you say something is ki'ilu, etc., and when you say that something actually is. So by Talmud Torah, the statements are it actually is. V'chol chafotzim lo yashvuba, v'chol chafotzach lo yashvuba. And so you have statements, you know, not that there's some equivalence, not that on some level. Whereas by other mitzvahs, you have that latter type of statement.
Thank you.